2. Secondary Supreme Finite Integration. As God the Sevenfold functionally coordinates finite evolution, so does the Supreme Being eventually synthesize destiny attainment. The Supreme Being is the destiny culmination of grand universe evolution, physical evolution around a spirit nucleus, and eventual dominance of the spirit nucleus over the encircling and whirling domains of physical evolution. And all of this takes place in accordance with the mandates of personality. Paradise personality in the highest sense, creator personality in the universe sense, mortal personality in the human sense, supreme personality in the culminating or experiential totaling sense. The concept of the Supreme must provide for the differential recognition of spirit person, evolutionary power, and power personality synthesis, the unification of evolutionary power with, and its dominance by, spirit personality. Spirit, in the last analysis, comes from paradise through Havona. Energy matter seemingly evolves in the depths of space and is organized as power by the children of the infinite spirit in conjunction with the creator sons of God. And all of this is experiential. It is a transaction in time and space involving a wide range of living beings, including even creator divinities and evolutionary creatures. The power mastery of the creator divinities in the grand universe slowly expands to encompass the evolutionary settling and stabilizing of the time-space creations, and this is the flowering of the experiential power of God the Sevenfold. It encompasses the whole gamut of divinity attainment in time and space, from the adjuster bestowals of the Universal Father to the life bestowals of the Paradise Sons. This is earned power, demonstrated power, experiential power. It stands in contrast to the eternity power, the unfathomable power, the existential power of the Paradise deities. This experiential power arising out of the divinity achievements of God the Sevenfold itself manifests the cohesive qualities of divinity by synthesizing, totalizing, as the almighty power of the attained experiential mastery of the evolving creations. And this almighty power, in turn, finds spirit personality cohesion on the pilot sphere of the outer belt of Havona worlds, in union with the spirit personality of the Havona presence of God the Supreme. Thus does experiential deity culminate the long evolutionary struggle by investing the power product of time and space with the spirit presence and divine personality resident in the central creation. Thus does the Supreme Being eventually attain to the embrace of all of everything evolving in time and space while investing these qualities with spirit personality. Since creatures, even mortals, are personality participants in this majestic transaction, so do they certainly attain the capacity to know the Supreme and to perceive the Supreme as true children of such an evolutionary deity. Michael of Nebadon is like the Paradise Father because he shares his Paradise perfection. So will evolutionary mortals sometime attain to kinship with the experiential Supreme, for they will truly share his evolutionary perfection. God the Supreme is experiential, therefore is he completely experienceable. The existential realities of the seven absolutes are not perceivable by the technique of experience. Only the personality realities of the Father, Son, and Spirit can be grasped by the personality of the finite creature in the prayer-worship attitude. Within the completed power-personality synthesis of the Supreme Being, there will be associated all of the absoluteness of the several triodities which could be so associated, and this majestic personality of evolution will be experientially attainable and understandable by all finite personalities. When ascenders attain the postulated seventh stage of spirit existence, they will therein experience the realization of a new meaning value of the absoluteness and infinity of the triodities, as such is revealed on sub-absolute levels in the Supreme Being, who is experienceable. But the attainment of these stages of maximum development will probably await the coordinate settling of the entire grand universe in light and life.